Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Ann Fenlon, the Recruitment and Retention Coordinator for the North Algoma Medical Recruitment and Retention Collaborative. We had a number of questions, starting with, how is staffing over at the Lady Dunn Health Center at the moment?
In particular, with regard to our doctors, we're very fortunate to have four dedicated and highly skilled full-time doctors living in our community. Our full complement is six, so we're actively recruiting another two full-time physicians. In the meantime, we're filling in with locum doctors who come into the community for varying periods of time, sometimes days, sometimes weeks. They provide care to our patients in the clinic as well as in the hospital inpatient and emergency room coverage. That gives our regular doctors a break from their 24-hour on-call shifts.
That covers a lot of the doctoral-related things, but how is staffing in terms of other areas such as nurses or techs?
Yes, that's right, Daniel. We are challenged sometimes with regard to nurses and laboratory technicians. So we are continuing to bring in help from agencies outside the community. We often have visiting nurses and lab techs to ensure that our staff gets the support that they need. Occasionally, the public might see the impact of this in terms of reduced lab hours for outpatients, but I'm sure that everyone will agree that the level of care that they receive from our hospital staff, right from the housekeeping and kitchen to nursing, x-ray, lab, and medical, remains second to none. We are very fortunate to have a very dedicated group of people working at our hospital.
So you've referenced some of the things that supplement staffing, but let's talk about what else the hospital board, community partners are doing to address this. I would guess that in the North Algoma Medical Recruitment and Retention Collaborative would be one of those moves.
Exactly, Daniel. The formation of the collaborative has been a major function in addressing these shortages. The title is the North Algoma Medical Recruitment and Retention Collaborative, indicating that we're focusing on doctors and other allied health professionals as well. The community coming together to form the collaborative has hired myself in the position of Recruitment and Retention Coordinator, and my role is to facilitate the recruitment of physicians and other allied health professionals into the community. We're also very fortunate to have the involvement of Argonaut Gold, which has pledged funds to support the recruitment project. And we are also allied with other municipalities that the Lady Dunn Health Center serves. In terms of the hospital board working with community partners, the hospital and physicians group and family health team are always working together to ensure that we meet our goal of providing excellent health care to everyone every day. The recent realignment of the role of the nurse practitioner to the emergency department is an example of this. We have two excellent nurse practitioners at the family health team, and we now have one working in the emergency department helping to offload some of the responsibilities of the on-call doctor. In terms of recruitment, the North Algoma Medical Recruitment and Retention Collaborative is another example of that approach within the community. The hospital is providing the physical space and administrative support as well as spearheading this initiative.
You mentioned municipalities, so that will be Wawa, Dubreuilville, White River, Mississinabe as well?
Wawa, Dubreuilville, and White River are represented on this committee, but yes, we would also be providing service to Mississinabe as they are using the Lady Dunn Health Center as their primary health facility.
What are some of the plans from here? Are there specific goals, a timeline for these goals? What is happening from here?
The specific goal, of course, is to recruit two full-time physicians to bring us back up to our full complement of six. In the meantime, the goal is to maintain a supply of locum physicians to ensure that there's continuity of care for our patients and support for our remaining core physician group. The way that we're doing this is through relationship building. We must work to build the relationships with these potential recruits. Our physicians have been doing this tirelessly for quite some time. Many people are aware that Dr. Oberai has been working with NOSM for many years, and all of our physicians have been involved in bringing learners and resident physicians to Wawa as part of the NOSM education. Our physicians have gone above and beyond to make these learners and locums feel valued and appreciated as part of the community. And this is also part of the role of the recruiter to help facilitate bringing these incoming physicians and to find that right fit for the one that will appreciate our community for the many positive aspects that it has and make the commitment to stay.
Once that goal of getting those two physicians is met, are there other plans for future recruitment and retention? Is this something that's just going to be addressed as necessary? What happens after that?
So something that's come to our attention is that recruitment and retention needs to be an ongoing endeavor. It's not just when we have vacant positions. Once we have these positions filled, then we'll continue our efforts to ensure that our core group of physicians are supported by a robust locum supply and to continue to build the relationships that we are needing in order to bring in the full-time physician if we are ever in this position again so that we're not starting from scratch. The other aspect of this is to ensure that our core group of physicians is able to maintain a satisfactory work-life balance. And that's the retention piece of this collaborative, to make sure that our physicians, as dedicated as they are, they're still pulled into different directions. So yes, we still must maintain recruitment and retention as an ongoing and essential piece, even when we're back up to a full complement.
Anything else that you want to mention at this time?
I was speaking with a physician this morning, one of our locum doctors that comes regularly, and asked what it is that she finds keeps bringing her back into our community. And there are so many positive things that the community has to offer. She talked about the administrative and nursing expertise that's within our community that she feels so comfortable in working with. She talked about the physicians who are here as the core group that provide her with great support. But the other thing that she did mention was how friendly and welcoming our community is, and she really likes working with the patient base that we have here. So there's so many positive things that we have going for us, not just the fact that we live by beautiful Wawa Lake and that we're on the doorstep of Lake Superior and Lake Superior Provincial Park, but it's really the people here that make the difference and keep our doctors coming back.
Once again, that is Ann Fenlon, the Recruitment and Retention Coordinator for the North Algoma Medical Recruitment and Retention Collaborative, joining us for Town Talk, which is heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.